The Sheikh says yes. At the same time, no. If they meet, then that is acceptable. The Sheikh says, but if one of them says, I heard, then he is lying, unless it's proven that he heard through the telephone, which at their times, they didn't have these things. So therefore, it's something that would not be substantiated. It's not something that would be deemed a broken chain, because there's no establishment that these two actually met and corresponded, or unless it is proven that they were doing so. So hearing establishes that they were living at the same time. But living at the same time doesn't mean that they heard from one another and can transmit from one another. Could I? An Imam al-Bukhari, his condition is that they reside at the same time, they're living at the same time, and you establish that they actually met. That they met. There was this iltiqat, that they met with each other, and that they were alive during the same time period. I didn't understand the question.
The condition of Imam Bukhari as to the condition of Imam Muslim, which the shart that the ulama?
The ulama accept the shart, يقبلون شرط الإمام مسلم. The ulama accept the shart of Imam Muslim as being the standard. That is the jumhur. And they accept the condition of Imam Bukhari as a perfection of the condition.
الحديث المدلس. الحديث المدلس أن يروي الرجل عمن عاصره ولم يلقه ما لم يسمع منه.
The Sheikh mentions we are now discussing the hadith that is titled Al-Mudallas. The hadith that is Al-Mudallas, it is defined as where a person, a reporter, a person reports from another person, and they were living at the same time, but they never met, and it's not stated that they actually reported from one another or heard from one another. A hadith that is mudallas is that a person reports from someone who lives during his era, during his time period, but it is not established that they ever met or heard or spoke to each other. A hadith that is mudallas is where a reporter, he narrates from another person who lived during his same time, but it's not established, it's not known that they actually ever met or that they actually heard from each other.
بصيغة صيغة الرواية تكون موهمة للسماع.
And the person, when he reports, he makes it seem like he heard from that individual, or that he has first-hand knowledge of that individual.
فإن صرح بالسماع وهو لم يسمع، مثل قال حدثنا وهو لم يسمع منه، فهذا كذاب.
If that individual makes تصريح, he openly declares that I heard from him, and it's known he never met him, known he never heard from him, therefore the scholars establish him as a kazzab.
فالكذب فيه تصريح.
So we establish lying when one openly declares that he has met or that he has seen or that he has encountered.
والتدليس فيه إيهام.
While tadlis is when a person makes it appear by without declaring. He causes people to think that they met. But if he is questioned, he will say no. He makes it appear that they have met and have benefited from one another. Yeah, we're coming to that. The Sheikh is going to explain that. Now.
تصريح؟
يعني هم هيسألوا عن
التصريح الكيفية.
تدليس is when a reporter narrates the Shaykh Hafizahullah, he mentions to us that the hadith, that the tadlis is performed. Tadlis is when a reporter narrates from a person who lived during his time, but he did not meet him or hear from him. But he makes it seem like he heard or met him without declaring he met him. And the Sheikh will give you examples how this tadlis is done.
Tadlis
is where it makes it is seeming.
Brother.
Tadlis is where the person does not openly declare that he met the other individual. If he says that he met him, if tasriyah means open declaration, if this reporter openly declares that he heard from him, that he heard from this narrator, from this second person, and it's known he never heard from him, never saw him, never met him, that means this is not tadlis, it is kadhib. He is to be deemed a liar, not mudallis or not tadlis. Is that clear? No. Mudallas is a person who does tadlis. That's why I didn't write it on the board. We'll leave that for now. Tadlis, the one who performs tadlis, the one who does tadlis is a person who we call mudallas. He's the one who performs tadlis. The tadlis is when a reporter narrates from a person who he never met, never heard from, but yet he narrates from him and makes people think that they actually met and that it was his shaykh. You understand? He makes it, when he's reporting, he says, he doesn't say, I heard, he doesn't say, all he'll say is, as the shaykh will give you the examples. يعني ممكن تعطيهم مثل في التدليس عشان يفهموا كيف يروي.
ممن عرف بالتدليس الحسن البصري. فإذا روى الحسن البصري عن بصيغة عن أبي هريرة عن علي فهذا يسموه الإسناد مدلس. إن كان يروي عمن عاصره ما لم يسمع منه بصيغة توهم
سمع.
لكن ما أقول سمعت فيها إهان عن، لما أقول عن الشيخ الألباني كلكم يتبادل لذهنكم إني سمعت من الشيخ الألباني. وهذا الأصل. لكن عن الشيخ مقبل يتبادر إلى ذهنك أني سمعت
أم لم تسمع
أو ما سمعت. ليه؟ لأن الشيخ مقبل رحمة الله كان بعيد. ها؟ نعم.
So the sheikh is...
فهذا طبعا إذا عرف أنه لم يسمع، إذا ثبت مثلا أني لم أسمع مثلا الشيخ مقبل وقلت هكذا، فهذا يسموه تدليس العلماء.
The Sheikh Hafidah Allah gives some vivid examples, easy to understand examples. First he says, we can give you an example of a person who was accustomed to making tadlis. Al-Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri, he was accustomed to saying, عن أبي هريرة. أبي هريرة, from أبي هريرة, or upon the authority of أبي هريرة. But yet it's known he never met أبي هريرة, and yet it's known he never met Ali. So it makes it seem, all he said was عن, from or upon the authority of Abi Huraira. It makes it seem like he actually took it directly from Abi Huraira. But he does not say, سمعت, I heard from Abi Huraira. He just says, it's reported Abi Huraira said. So he's just reporting. So it's something that is seeming, it is relative to how it sounds to the people. So the Sheikh says, if I was to say, عن الإمام الألباني رحمه الله, you would say, yes, they both lived and he was his student, that is something you would accept. But the Sheikh, he would say, knowing that Imam Muqbil rahimahullah, he lived in Yemen the majority of his life, and that the Sheikh Hafidhahullah, he lives in Jordan and lived in Jordan and in the Sham region. So if he were to say, عن Imam Muqbil rahimahullah, you would, some would say, but are we sure that they met? They are in different ends of the states. They're in different ends of the countries. So therefore, if it becomes established that they never met, then it would be called tadlis. It would be called tadlis. It would be something of this nature. Is that clear? Now we are going to see, when can a hadith of a person who performs tadlis be deemed acceptable?
طبعا التدليس ضعف يا أخواني. ضعف في الحديث. ضعف في الحديث. يقبل حديث المدلس إذا كان ثقة وصرح بالتحديث، أن يكون الراوي ثقة ويقول حدثنا. فمثلا الحسن البصري ثقة، إذا قال حدثنا علي أو سمعت من علي أو حدثنا أبو هريرة أو سمعت من أبي هريرة، فهنا يقول صرح بالتحديث فزالت عنعنته، أي زال تدليسه فقبل حديثه.
The Sheikh حفظه الله states, we have to know first that tadlis, it is a sign of weakness of the chain or of the acceptability. So it's something that can be a cause of weakness in the chain and in the reporting of this hadith. The Shaykh explains to us though, a hadith that is from a person who is known to make tadlis is acceptable if, these are the conditions, two conditions, is acceptable if, first, the reporter or this person who made the tadlis is a thiqah. He is someone who is trusted and known to be upon the correct way. So he is someone who is trusted and honorable. He is a trusted source. Second is that trusted source, we're not talking about any others. Second is that that trusted source actually differentiates between the regular an statement and in fact he actually makes tasrih, he openly declares, I heard or I was witness to, sami'tu or haddathana, it was said to me by him. If he openly declares, meaning he's saying, and you know he's thiqah, you know he's trusted, he doesn't lie. So the person who's thiqah, and he says, I heard from him, or I was, he, or he said to me, حدثنا, it was said to me, or I heard from him, and he is a trusted, acceptable source, that shows that that person who is known to be mudallas has made the distinction from his regular an'ana statements, an such, meaning now he doesn't make it hidden. He actually makes it apparent that I actually heard from that person. And therefore the other statements where he says an are to be treated as tadlis, while when he declares it is to be treated as acceptable. Is that clear? Yes. Thank you. From the start. A person that the tadlis is accepted, a person who makes tadlis, you can accept his narration if he meets two conditions. The two conditions are, first, that that person is a thiqah. He's a person who people trust, he doesn't lie, he's honorable, he's a thiqah, he's a trusted source of narration. That's one. Second, is that that person, that individual, this thiqah, who's trusted, that person reports the hadith and doesn't just leave it open-ended, he doesn't leave it with ambiguity. He doesn't leave it, Abi Huraira said. He actually says, Abi Huraira said to me, or I heard Abi Huraira. That is different than a person who makes tasrih and is deemed a liar, because why is this one who makes tasrih here not accepted? Because he's not what? He hasn't met the first condition, right? So this is regarding those who are thiqah, the trusted, if they make tasrih and if they say, I heard, or it was said to me by this person, therefore you accept the narration.
أن ننتقل إلى البحث الأخير في هذه الدورة وهو الحديث المضطرد أو المعلل. يقول الإمام الذهبي ما روي على أوجه مختلفة فيعتل الحديث، يعني أن يروى عن شيخ واحد حديث واحد بأوجه مختلفة متضاربة متناقضة، شيخ واحد لكن الرواة عنه يروون الحديث بألفاظ مختلفة مضطربة متعارضة متناقضة، لا يمكن أن نجمع بينها أو نرجح بعضها على بعض. فإذا كانت هذه الأوجه المتعارضة المتناقضة المتضاربة لا يمكن أن نجمع بينها أو نرجح بعضها على بعض، فيسمى الحديث مضطربا، يسمى الحديث مضطربا وهو حديث ضعيف. والمضطرب من أقسام الحديث الضعيف. نعم. هذا وبالله التوفيق.
بارك الله فيكم. The Sheikh حفظه الله says we conclude this session with the final discussion. It's on page 226. The Sheikh Hafizahullah now discusses the hadith that is muttarib, the shaky hadith. It's a hadith where it's shaky. And why is it something muttarib? The hadith you will find, it is called مضطرب. And this is the hadith where you can call it, it is shaky. And this is a, is that it? No. And it means that the hadith has contradictory reports. How are the reports contradictory? You have one shaykh, one person who is reporting the hadith. You have one person who is reporting the hadith. From him, we're not looking at what is above him. From him you have students. Each one of them has his own version. First version. Second. Each one of them has his own wajh of narration, his own wording. These are all, they contradict one another. The wording is different, the meaning is different. في الألفاظ بيكون الاضطراب في الألفاظ. The wording, it can be that the wording or the chain that they establish as being from the sheikh. So this virgin has a different wording or isnad. And this one has a different wording or isnad. And this one has a different wording or isnad. Each of them are contradictory. And the scholars of hadith are unsure which of the virgins is the right one. They're unsure, scholars. Which is the correct virgin? So the hadith that's muttarib, it's shaky, it has contradictory reports. We're not talking about those who come before. The sheikh is mentioning that one sheikh, one reporter of the hadith, he right here, those who report after him, there may be many more, but I just gave you three different types. This narrator has one type and one form of the hadith, whether wording or isnad. It can be one of the two or both. This one has a different wording or isnad, one or two of the both, or the both. This one also has a different one. Since the scholars are unsure which is the correct version, which is the correct narration, therefore they establish it as being something that is weak, and therefore it is unsure which is the correct statement. They don't accept that as a proof, and therefore the muttarif hadith is a part of the weak, the da'if classification.
تعارض وتناقض لا يمكن أن يرجح أو يجمع بينه.
There is tanaqud, there is contradiction, and there is the scholars are not sure which one they can make the tarjih, which one is the acceptable statement. So therefore they are unsure which is the correct statement that they can accept.
نعم. طيب هو عنده سؤال عن التقليد.
Changes the name of the person who's reporting in the hadith, because that person may have a weekly known for a certain weekly. So instead of calling him Abu Abdullah, say I heard from Abu Abdullah, he might call him I heard from Abu Tahim.
يغير لقب الشيخ أو يغير اسمه.
هذا يسمى تدليس الشيوخ. وهو نوع من أنواع التدليس. ولكن إحنا كما قلنا نريد الاقتصار على تعريف المصطلح. هناك تدليس الشيوخ. هناك تدليس البلاد، هناك تدليس العطف، هناك تدليس السكوت، هناك تدليس التسوية، فهي أنواع كثيرة من التدليس. لكن في هذه الدورة كما قلنا نريد البقاء على أصل المصطلح حتى يرسخ في الأذهان، ثم إن شاء الله في الدورات القادمة نتوسع شيئا شيئا.
The Sheikh is mentioning we are still trying to lay the foundations, so we're not going to go into the specifics of the different types of tadlis. But the Sheikh mentioned that type of tadlis where a reporter will use a different kunya or explanation, and the person who is reporting will use a different name or a different kunya for the person he's reporting from, because he perceives that the people, when they hear his name, they won't accept the narration. That is called tadlis al-shuyukh. And there are other types, there's tadlis of contradictions and things of this nature. The Sheikh won't go in detail with them today or in this seminar. Maybe at the later one, at the next date, inshaAllah, there will be more explanations of the intricacies of this science.
No.
How is I don't understand the question. And he has to be fiqh. No. That's why we're saying it's no longer tadlis. That's why it's no longer tadlis. If the rawi will be asked an, هو ما فهمش المفهومة ما فهمش إن التدليس ما بيكونش تدليس لو صرح وكان ثقة لو الراوي صرح
Let's wait for the Shaykh to finish إن شاء الله.
أرجو الهدوء.
Please remain calm.
لا تتكلموا مع بعض.
Do not speak amongst one another.
وإذا تكلم أحد منكم أن يستمع له الآخرون. لا تتكلم إلا بإذن. بارك الله فيك. علم الأدب أيضا. العلم والأدب مطلوب يا أخوان. لا علم إلا بأدب ولا أدب إلا بعلم.
The Sheikh is mentioning that if you have something to add, you can raise your hand up and we will all listen to you. But with علم, there has to be manners. For there's no علم without manners and there's no manners without علم. So the brother that he was asking the question, هو يسأل عن التدليس. هو ما كانش لا يفهم ان كانش فاهم او المفهومه ما وصلتش ان لو كان الراوي ثقه وصرح فهو يعني لا يعد كذبا او لا يعد
طبعا لان الثقه لا يمكن ان يكذب.
The Sheikh mentions it is no longer considered that person is not considered to be a liar because he is thiqa. The scholars established that person as being an honorable narrator. He's thiqa, he's established as being a correct narrator. And therefore when he says, I heard, that means he is not hiding, he is not making it seeming, or it's not unclear who he is reporting from. So it's no longer tadlis. Now it's a report that he is reporting. Okay. So that is when we accept the report.
هذا الثقة لو ثبت عليه الكذب هل يبقى ثقة؟
If that ثقة now, if that person who is known to be trustworthy, people actually establish that he was lying, would he ever be considered ثقة? Yeah. He would not be considered ثقة again.
So therefore this
part of the when he makes تصريح it's not from it. No.
Can we wait for the brother to come back to you and the Sheikh inshallah instead of just pushing through, because I'm seeing that others are doing it, and if everyone else starts doing that, that's going to upset the Sheikh inshallah.
Ah.
Tadda?
ماذا يحمل الذي يحمل
تحت الثقة على التدليس؟ أسباب كثيرة مذكورة في الكتاب ومنها طلب علو الإسناد ومنها أحيانا الشهرة ومنها التزين هذا أمراض في النفوس أخوة
ألا يقدح هذا بثقة سعد
ولذلك غلظ العلماء بارك الله فيك قضية التدليس وجعلوا عيب في روايته وليس فيه لكنه إذا صرح بالتحديث إن صحت روايته فالتدليس عيب في الرواية واضح وليس عيب في الراوي يعني التدليس ما بيخلي الثقة ضعيف لكن يسقط روايته وهو ثقة واضح حسن البصري من أئمة التابعين من سادات التابعين ومع ذلك إذا دلس روايته ردت لكن إذا صرح فهو لثقته وأمانته وعدالته فهو لا يصرح إلا بأنه صادق 100% واضح؟ يعني النفوس طبعا نفوس بشرية أحيانا تحب طلب علو الإسناد أحيانا تحب التزين الآن تحب كثرة الشيوخ إيش بخلي واحد شيخ يقول حدثني محمد بن عبد الله أبو عبد الله أحيانا بقول محمد ابن سعيد يعني بنسبه لجده حدثني أبو فلان يعني هو شيخ واحد لكن بذكر له 100 كنية حتى يوهم كثرة السماع بارك الله فيك من الشيوخ ليش واحد يقول لك حدثني فلان ما وراء النهر بحسب الناس نهر دجلة والفرات ولكن اصطلاح ما وراء النهر تركستان وأفغانستان حتى يوهم أنه رحم فالتدليس عيب في الرواية وليس عيب في الراوي في ذات الراوي.
The brother was asking an important question. He says, why would someone who is thiqa, a narrator who's trusted and trustworthy, be forced to make tadlis in the first place? Why would he narrate hadith in a form that is seen as tadlis? The Shaykh answers and says, first, we establish that this tadlis is not something that puts a deficiency or that lessens his reliability, but it does lessen the authenticity of the report that will be taken from him thereon in. It doesn't lessen his status as being thiqah, but it lessens the acceptability of the narrations we derive from him. The Shaykh says some of the reasons, and you can actually find these, the Shaykh Hafizahullah, he collects them in his explanation in the book. From page 208, he mentions 13 or 14 different reasons why people have gone to make tadlis in this way. From them is that some people wanted to make it known to others that they heard hadith from a multitude of people, when in fact it was one or two people. So he would change the name or the kunya. He would say Abu Abdullah Umar, that's one name. And then he will say another Abu Abdullah Uthman, for example. And Uthman is the name of the grandfather instead of the father. And he will do so and keep making different forms of the same person's name to make it seem, although he's heard all from just one person, to make it seem that he had more than one narrator. Another example, the Shaykh says, they would say, I've taken this hadith from those who are beyond the river. Well, which river? Some would interpret the river as being the Euphrates River, while in fact they were referring to their own locality. So it make it seem that I traveled and I had this rihla and I went and I studied and acquired knowledge. And this is something that it is part of human, it's a human inclination to want to have some type of status, and that your report has a precedence, and that there's a snad for it, the highest snad for it, that you've heard from more than one people, making seemingly that you've heard from more than one people the narration. No.
I've got two questions actually. The first one with them is hadith mutarrid a major weakness?
Hadith al
mutarrid, is that a major weakness or can it be supported?
ضعيف جدا يعد ضعف
إذا لم نزيل الاضطراب فهو ضعيف جدا طبعا.
The Shaykh mentions if the hadith that is mutarrid,
لا يصلح للمتابعات ولا شيء.
It is not something that you can use for mutabaat, to use as evidence for things that come later on, or to build evidences upon it and so forth. The Shaykh mentioned that the hadith al-muttarib, if there isn't proof to allude as to which version is the correct one, it is deemed as being a weak narration that is unaccepted.
And the other one with tadlis, is it possible that somebody, they met the Shaykh, but they never heard that specific hadith from the Shaykh, what would that be then?
I didn't say that again.
So the two narrators met, but they didn't hear the hadith.
قابل الشيخ لكن لم يسمع منه. يعني هل يعد تدليسا هو قابل
روى عنه ما لم يسمع منه.
Does he report from him what? نعم نعم
تدليس
نعم. It would be counted as تدليس.
يلا بهاجة تفضل.
جزاك الله خير شيء. إن متفرد هذه the students, do they all have to narrate from in the chain of narration, it goes back to the Shaykh, and then they make the different chains come after that? Is it always the same Shaykh that they narrate from is the first person, and after that the chains are different?
The point of divergence. Yeah. The point of divergence. Where the Shaykh was, he's saying, do all the students have to have come back through him, or could they have gone somewhere else in the chain?
That's why we said it can be in wording or it's not. The weakness can be in the wording, في اللفظ أو في الإسناد of the مضطرب. You're talking about مضطرب.
ممكن اضطراب في الإسناد.
الإسناد.
اضطراب في المتن.
So it can have, they can have different versions of who their sheikh heard from. And. يعني هم وهموا الرواة عن الشيخ وهموا أنهم سمعوا هذا اللفظ من الشيخ هذا، لكن لعلهم سمعوا من شيخ آخر.
تقول على نفس الشيخ على الشيخ نفسه.
نعم. This we're talking about when they're reporting from that sheikh. If they're reporting and they say it's from him, then it's mutar.
Assalamu alaikum. Is that what the
go ahead, go
ahead. Is that what the Ahad Hadith you said the Ahad Hadith is when it's narrated by one reporter. Okay, and then you explain about the Mashhur and the Aziz and the Gharib.
No.
Okay, and one the you said the Gharib is when one reporter and the and the Aziz
two.
Which yes, something like this. Okay, but my question is: so Ahad can have more than one reporter. Ahad can have more than one reporter.
Ahad
can have more.
Those three are all Ahad hadith.
No.
Ahad hadith is a hadith that is not mutawatir.
Okay.
شيخنا حفظك الله كان سمعت منك لما ذكرت الاسم حديث المطرب كان اسم آخر
هذا
المعلل
سهل الله خير.
طبعا الاضطراب نوع من العلل يعني علة في الحديث تقدح في الحديث.
There is another name for مضطرب
أو المعلل
or you can call it معلل the defective.
الاضطراب علة قادحة في الحديث.
كل الأقوال الصحابة مثلا ابن مسعود في الجنة وفي تفسير آية معين هل نقول له حكم رفع؟
نعم. وهذا أيضا التفسير الصحابي إذا كان لا يعلم عن الصحابة أنه أخذ هذا الأمر من أهل الكتاب وكان هذا التفسير مثلا لا يقال بالرأي والاجتهاد فهذا يسميه العلماء له حكم الرفع مثل قول ابن عباس رضي الله عنه أن القرآن نزل في ليلة 27 إلى السماء الدنيا جملة واحدة إلى بيت العزة في السماء الدنيا جملة واحدة ثم نزل مفرقا حسب الوقائع والأحداث فهذا القول لا يمكن أن يكون أخذه ابن عباس عن أهل الكتاب وهو الذي نهى عن الأخذ عن أهل الكتاب ثم لا يمكن أن يقوله ابن عباس برأيه واجتهاده لأنه أمر غيبي محض فيقول العلماء هذا له حكم المرفوع ولكن لا نقول قال الرسول يعني نثبت السند إلى الصحابي لكن الحديث له حكم الرافع.
The brother asked the sheikh regarding the tafsir of some of the companions or some of the statements that they make which may have the same effect as if it is a prophetic statement, a marfu hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If their statement is something, how do we assess that as being a statement that we can raise to the level of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying it, although we do not establish that he said it, although we establish that it's just the wording of the Sahabi, how can it have that level of ruling? The Sheikh says, there are those, and this is found in the tafsir, of the Quran, there are narrations from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and Abdullah ibn Abbas, where they will make statements of the make statements describing the verses of the Quran or certain things about the Quran, and they are authentically reported all the way to Ibn Abbas, and that these statements are at the level as if it is knowledge that is gained from the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly. Why and when is this acceptable? It is acceptable if it is established that that particular Sahabi does not gather evidence from the books of the scriptures, the people of the book. He does not gather evidence from Ahlul Kitab. And the second is that that Sahabi does not just put forth his own opinion. He's not one who is known to just speak from his own opinion in these matters. If these two conditions are met, then the narration of the Sahabi in particular issues where it's believed that it is only and could only be derived from the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, it is established as marfu' hukman. It is something that is marfu' in ruling, although it is in isnad, it is deemed mawquf, just the statements of the Sahabi. The Shaykh gives us an example of Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, wherein he describes how the wahy was revealed to the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. In it, he says that the Quran was revealed a whole statement, jumlatan wahida, and it was first revealed to the heaven of the dunya. It was first, and it was revealed to the heaven and the dunya, and then from there it would descend to the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam based on occurrences and times and things of this nature. That statement, we know that Abdullah ibn Abbas does not take from the people of the book their statements, and we know that actually he forbade others from doing so. So that is something that we cannot accept, that he would do that. Second, we know that Abdullah ibn Abbas would only narrate, he would not narrate his mere opinion. So we establish such statements as being a hadith that is marfu' in ruling, although it is not to be attributed as the direct word of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is...
تعطينا تعريف مختصر للحديث الحسن.
تعريف مختصر
للحديث الحسن
هو ما خف ضبط راويه عن راوي الحديث الصحيح مع توافر بقية الشروط.
The hadith is the brother was asking for a summarized, concise explanation of what a hasan hadith is. The Shaykh Hafizahullah answers, and this is something we've covered, that the hadith is hasan is a hadith that does not reach the level of sahih, and it is not at the level of the da'if, and in the hadith that is hasan, it meets the conditions of the authentic hadith, although in the one aspect that the narrators, they are not as trusted in their memory as those of the sahih reporters. The Shaykh wishes to ask you a few questions.
ما هو أول كتاب صنف في الحديث النبوي؟
What is the first book that was written that gathered in it the prophetic statements of the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم?
أين الأدب؟ قلنا لا علم إلا لأدب حفظك الله. موطأ الإمام مالك ما عنده؟ تفضل. أول الكتب المصنفة في حديث الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم هو الموطأ. نعم.
The first book that gathered the hadith of the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم was the Muwatta of Imam Malik.
ما هي الكتب الستة؟
What are the six books?
سمير.
In their order, بالترتيب.
لا بالشر الترتيب.
They're just the six books.
هذه أسماء أصحابه وليس أسماء الكتب.
The names of the books.
صحيح أو الجامع الصحيح للبخاري. سنن. الجامع الصحيح للترمذي. النسائي. الصغرى طبعا. مشتبه. و. سنن ابن ماجه. طيب ما هما أصح الكتب بعد كتاب الله؟
What are the most authentic books after the Book of Allah?
وجامع البخاري و صحيح مسلم صحيح مسلم. طيب من هو مصنف المقدمة الموقظة الذي درسناه؟
Who is the author of the book that we've been going through?
المقدمة الموقظة عابد
نعم الذهبي.
أحسنت. الإمام الذهبي رحمة الله عليه. صلى الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا وإياكم لما يحب ويرضى، وأن يجعل هذه الدورة بداية خير للمسلمين في هذه البلاد. وقبل أن أنهي كلمتي ليتفضل الشيخ أبو حاتم حفظه الله بإلقاء محاضرته الأخيرة أيضا، أوصيكم يا أخواني بتقوى الله فهي رأس مال العبد، وأوصيكم بالتآلف والتحابب فإنها قوتكم، وأوصيكم بالحرص في طلب العلم والاستمرار في طلب العلم، فإن طالب العلم لا يشبع من العلم الشرعي النافع. وكما قلنا هذه بداية، هذه كما وضع الطير منقاره في البحر فشرب فذاق طعم البحر لكنه لم يروى من ماء البحر لا يمكن أن يشبع الإنسان منه. أسأل الله لنا ولكم التوفيق والسداد في القول والعمل، وأن يعصمنا من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. والسلام عليكم ورحمة
الله. The Sheikh حفظه الله said, before concluding, I just wish to give you some words of advice. He says, I advise you to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for it is your capital, it is your greatest thing that you can have. And I advise you to love and have care for one another, for that is where your strength will lie. And I advise you to be persistent in the seeking of knowledge, for that is where you will rectify your state, and that is how you will progress. And the Sheikh says, this is just the beginning. And if you continue upon this way, you will be from those who will be successful. It is like you are like the birds who have just taken the first drop from the ocean. You have found the sweetness of the taste, and you will never grow satisfied from it, inshallah. And he concluded by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all that which we ask for, and to make us from those who are successful in the worldly life and in the hereafter. Wa alaykum as-salam.